Blog Talk Radio.
I hit complete or whatever it was.
to, you know, let the computer know that I had made the correction. And then for some reason or another, I can't even begin to tell you that my time that I had scheduled was a whole hour. But when I went back to make that correction, some kind of way, mechanically, the computer gave me only 13 minutes. And that's why you only got 12 minutes of my sermon on last night. But, you know, friends and saints of God and you that are out there in our listening digital audience, you know we as saints of God will not be outdone by our adversary, who is Satan, Lucifer. We will not be, in other words, we will not let him sabotage what God has in store and designed for you. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to come right back on tonight with part two of the sermon. And our title of the sermon was, Your Choice to Make, Choose Wisely. Now, this is part two. And so I want to let you know our numbers that appear on the screen here. We have two numbers that you can call into the station. And that first number is 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. And our second number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. And you are welcome to call in to the station with your comments and with whatever you would like to share with the old ship of Zion. We welcome your comments and whatever you would like to contribute. If we are doing a good job, then we would love for you to let us know how we are doing, you know, because we're here because you are our listeners. And what I am, this is my job. So Jesus is my boss man. And so this is my job from my boss man. And my job is to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized, and he that believeth not, the Bible says, shall be damned. So my job is to minister the divine word of truth. I am not to add anything to his word, and I'm not to take away anything from God's word. But I just wanted you to know that sincerely, I thank God for you. I thank God for you that is out there in our listening audience, because that let God know and that let me know that what God give me is vital to our everyday livelihood. See, what I'm telling you is straight from God himself. Nothing that I have hidden, you know, on a shelf or in a book or in a tablet, but it's everything that I come before you with is fresh and new, right off of God's press. And I just thank you for being a loyal and devoted listener out there in our digital radio audience. I thank you. And you know, it's always good for a radio personality to tell their listeners that they love them and that they appreciate them for tuning in, taking out your busy schedule to listen to what God has to say to the church. And I want you to know that I love you with all of my heart. In sincerity, I'm not just up here just lying and just talking, but what I'm telling you is the divine word of truth. This is straight up from my heart, from me to you. I love you, and I thank God for you. And I want you to continue be a loyal listener. As long as God have me here, I will be here representing Jesus. That is what I do. That is my lifestyle. I am a diehard for Jesus Christ. I am a soldier in God's army. And I'm a messenger in the vineyard. I'm in God's vineyard. And I want to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ to as many as this gospel shall reach. Because one thing about it, God said that before he come back after his bridegroom, that wouldn't be one stone unturned. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ would be preached throughout the world. So that wouldn't be left an excuse on that great day that you stand before the judgment seat of God and you say, Father God, you know, I didn't have a radio. I didn't have a car. You know, didn't nobody put a flyer on my door. You know, didn't nobody mail me out a pamphlet about you and who you was and what you represented? And so that's so vital that we get in on the word of God while we can, because I know there's going to be a time to where we won't be freely to minister the word of God as we're doing today. But as long as God got my foot planted here, I will be here representing Jesus. That's who I represent. That's my Lord and Savior. But he is the head of my life. He is the keeper of my soul. And I just thank God for being in the midst of my friends and my loved ones and the saints of God and you alike. I thank you, and I just wanted to salute you on being a devoted listener of Blog Talk Radio and of the program, The Old Ship of Zion. And so, before we go into any further ado, we will have our prayer. And you know we have set aside our prayer because we have to have prayer because it's a vital, it's vital in our daily walk with God. And so you that will, you know, I can't make you do anything. That's God that will touch you and prick your heart. And that's why I always use emphasis and say that you that will. So you, just like the title, you have a choice to choose. So I'm asking you as a minister of God, you that will bow your head while we go into prayer on tonight. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your serenity and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, hallelujah, to them that are hurting, that are in despair, that need a blessing, that need a miracle, that need a healing, God. And Lord, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory and the honor of these petitions, God, that we place at your feet. We will be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' matchless name, because there's no one like him. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, and we shall all say amen and amen. All right. Now, I would like to kind of pick up where I left off last night. I just hate that, you know, the show ended the way it did. But here I am again tonight. So God is still good. God still show his grace and mercy unto us. So without any further ado, we'll go right on back in and try to take up where we left off last night. And so my take was the reason that we were here. And I felt like that the reason that we were here was for God's purpose and God's pleasure. And so we know that Lucifer, which is Satan, he's our adversary, but he wasn't always that way. He didn't always have that kind of demeanor. He didn't have that kind of heart that he has taken on in today's world. He was once one of God's most beautiful cherub angels until he got stuck on himself. And then, of course, time would change forever. And the only reason that we'd have a second chance of God's grace and mercy required Jesus to go to the cross for the remission of our sins. God purposely created this universe with us in mind as a holy people of all nation and tribe. And so we will go into the law of Matthew, the fourth chapter, and we'll start reading from the first verse, and we will stop at the tenth verse. And I would like for you that will, you can read along in your Bibles with me. And it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taken him into the holy city, and set him upon a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taken him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And this is the final verse. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So we know that God is very choosy, and he's very choosy when it comes to us, his children, his disciples, his saints of God. God don't want us worshiping any idol image, because that's not representing Jesus. We know that that instrument that you're rubbing on, may it be I dream a genie bottle, that's not going to heal a sick body. That's not going to cure a sin sick soul. The only thing that end results will be hell and damnation. So God gave us a choice. And when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they had a choice. God said that they could eat of any of the fruits in the garden, for the exception of the tree of knowing good and evil. So they had a choice. God did not make them. He did not threaten them. You know, you do this, and if you don't do this, I'm going to do that. God gave them a choice to make. And they chose the choice that they wanted to make. They chose the choice. It was of their own doing, their own door down. You know, he did not send lightning striking, but God allowed them to make their own choice of, you know, his instructions. He set his instructions out there, his guidelines on what to do, you know. And as I first stated last night, and I know I won't have too long to come before you, but I will try to squeeze as much as I can into the time that I have allotted. And so, like I first stated on last evening, is that when I first moved out here and I had to change over my driver license and I had to go to the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, and I had to apply for a new set of license for this state. So I knew that I had been driving a long time, had a good driving record, and still got a good driving record, thanks to God. And but I thought that, you know, I knew the road, and I thought that, you know, the road that I was traveling in that state was the same set of rules. You know, hey, I don't need to study. You know, I know the road. I know the road, so I don't need to study. And so I didn't study. And so when I take them to test, I fail. And so they give me my score, and it was a low score. And I went on home, you know, kind of sad, despondent. And I said, well, I'll come back. So they gave me, I guess, probably about a week to come back. So I went back that second time. I had not read the book the second time around. I hadn't read the book. I'd taken the test because I thought I knew the road. I thought I knew, you know, the law of the road. But I come to find out that every state got their own set of road laws for the driver. And so the second time, I did not study the book, and I failed again. Well, I was really tired of coming up there, wasting my time and my gas and effort to take the test. So I decided it would behoove me to read the book and then take the test. So I read the book, taking the test the third time around, and finally I passed. So I said that to say this. God gave us a choice. He told us to choose this day who you're going to serve. For you can't serve both Satan and God at the same time. For God said that you will love one and to despise the other. So we know we either have to choose the life of Christ or the life of the world and the satanic life. Because when you're not in God, that means you're in the world. And that's the satanic force that causes us to do wrong when we really want to do right. And the devil could care less about us. He don't care anything about you and I. I mean, absolutely nothing. He don't care if we have food in our refrigerator, food in our pantry. He don't care if we have a way to get around. He said, you know, if we have a car and the car didn't start, he said, well, I hope the car don't start. So you can walk where you're going. You don't need to drive anyway, you know. And these are the kind of things that the tactics that the devil used at you and I, because he don't care anything about us. The devil's object and his purpose is to break up your happy home, break up your marriage, you know, get into your children and our children, my children, you know, and upset the home front. You know, he don't like a home that prays together, and the Bible says that a home that prays together will stay together. But Satan don't like that. He don't like peace and harmony. He like where, you know, look like everything is just, you know, busting loose. Everybody's rowdy. Everybody's mad at one another, you know, and you're bickering and you're having a throwdown. You're having a tetra tantrum. You're having a shootout, you know. And that's what he like. He gets his kick out of you and I bickering at one another, you know. You and your spouse arguing. The kids in an uproar, you know, they're acting out at school, you know, and they've been put in detention, and they got to stay home for a number of days, you know, and before they can come back to school, you know. And so the devil likes all of this chaos going on. He don't like peace in the valley. He do not like that. He likes to keep, things going, because as long as he can keep things going and in an uproar, he feel like he has won. He feel like he has won. But anyway, I'm going to move right along, and we're gonna go now, and I just want to just kind of give you a little in light of what I'm talking about when I'm speaking about your choice to make. Choose wisely. And we're in part two tonight. All right. Now, we are forever standing at a crossroad of decision-making. Every new day presents us with the solemn responsibilities of making choices. The success or failures of our life is determined by the degree of wisdom we employ in choice-making. True success in life means glorifying God and serving mankind. So if your choices are within the will of God, then we succeed. If they are outside his will, we fail. Jesus, hungry, thirsty, and weak after his retreat in the desert, chose to respond to the temptation of evil and temptation of the devil. With the decision retorts from the ultimate weapon, the Word of God, the Old Testament tells how Daniel, with inflicting faith, resisted several temptations to bow down to false gods. Even though his life was on the line, he chose instead to serve the living God. The Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to obey King Nebuchadnezzar, commands that they worship a golden image, and chose to remain loyal to God. And that's what we have to do, saints and friends, and you that are out there in our listening audience. We have to remain faithful to God. The very nature of evil temptation is to bring us to the fork in the road and to leave us there, to either rise by making the right choice or fall by making the wrong one. The antidote to temptation is having the courage and fortitude to say no and to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We know that Ephesians 6 and 17, and when the battle is won, God is glorified. We must also be ready and willing to dare to challenge legalistic traditions, to break ungodly customs, and to disobey unjust laws. In the final analysis, there are but two choices, God's way or the devil's way, the saved way or the lost way, the creative way or the destructive way, the brotherhood way or the enemy way, the life way or the death way. Which will you choose? And I'm asking you out there in our listening audience tonight, which will you choose? You have the choice. So choose it wisely, my brother. Choose it wisely, my sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. You are so wonderful. You are so merciful, God. And I just want to just give you a little parable. A young nurse was assisting a surgeon for the first time. As he was completing the operation, she told him that he had used 12 sponges, but she could only account for only 11. The doctors quickly replied that he had removed them all from inside the patient. The nurse insisted that one was missing, but the doctor declared he would proceed with sewing up the incision. The nurse, her eyes blazing, said, "You can't do that. Think of the patient." The doctor smiled and lifted his foot. And underneath his foot showed the nurse the 12th sponge, which he had deliberately dropped on the floor. "You'll do fine," he said. He had been testing her. Now, like Daniel, three friends faced a different kind of test. We find that Daniel not budge. They knew that their refusal to worship the image might result in their death, yet they never wavered. Hallelujah. They proved they were true to God by standing firm. And one thing that I know in this life, saints of God and friends and you that are out there in our listening audience, we have to remain true. We have to stand steadfast in our belief. If we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, we got to stand in affirmation of that truth. We cannot deny God, because denying God is the worst sin a person could ever encounter. You don't want to be found denying God. I would rather die before I deny God. Because if you stand for God, God is going to stand for you. And even if you die, don't mean that you're going to die, but if you have a desire to die for the sake of the gospel, guess what? You're going to reign with Jesus forever and ever. And I'm just going to keep on moving because I don't have long. All right. The Lord still permits trials and temptations to enter the lives of his children. The challenge may come as an opportunity to gratify the lust of the flesh, or as a series of disheartened circumstances. Whatever form it takes, we must not yield. Rather, we must stand for what is right and trust God to supply the grace we need. Are you tested in truth? One thing about it, a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor can we be perfected without trials. We know that in this life, God said that we will go through trials and we will go through many tribulations. But I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight, you that are listening out there in our digital listening audience. Yes, we're going to go through trials and tribulations as long as our foot is planted here on planet Earth. But God's word promises that he will not deliver us from some of them. He will not deliver us from part of them, but he will deliver us from all of them. Whatever trial you might be facing right now, tonight, God will see you through. God said he would never leave us, and nor would he forsake us. But he would be with us until the end of the earth. So I want you to be encouraged, my brother. I want you to be encouraged, my sister, on tonight. Because the Lord will not allow you to be tempted above and beyond wish that thou art able to bear. And like I said before, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. May it be Satan, our adversary, or God. You have a choice in the matter. And before closing, I would like to share this lastly with you. We know that in the law of 1 Timothy 4 and 12, we know that the wild areas in us may never be fully tamed, but we can set up perimeters that keeps us from wandering into them. One perimeter is to remember that we are dead to sin. We are dead to sin's power. In the law of Romans 6 and 1 through 14, we do not have to give into it. The second perimeter is to resist temptation when it first attracts us. Initially, temptation may not be strong, but if we entertain it, it will in time gain power and overwhelm us. The third perimeter is accountability. Find a person who will commit to ask you each week, have you taken a hike in the wild? Have you gone where you shouldn't not go? Impurity is ruinous. But if we long for holiness and ask God for help, he will give us the victory. And I would say to you, my brother and my sister, on tonight, I want you and encourage you on to a high mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. No matter how it might look, you keep your hand to the plow. You keep looking onward and forward until that great day that Jesus will come and rapture his church up out of here. And I just want to let you know that I thank you once again for tuning in tonight to Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion, hallelujah. Your host has been Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, Incorporated. And before leaving, I would like to just encourage you with an encouraging song. And so I'd like you to listen up before I end the show. And I would just like to say this. I hope and pray I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. So I would like to present you with a closing song before I depart you on tonight. So please be encouraged and listen if you will.